Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my precious co-host, Squirrel York.
Hi.
Squirrel.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody. I'm really tired tonight, so bear with me.
It's okay. At least you didn't say dork, you know. Hi, everyone.
No. Very funny. Okay, so tonight we look forward to your questions that the team will answer during tonight's broadcast. We ask that you keep your questions on topic. Also, other questions will be answered if time allows. And Squirrel, you can give them your email address since you've got the handy-dandy computer.
I do. It's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Perfect. Okay, tonight's show, flowing love to every experience and situation. I'm flowing it to my tired tonight. Flowing love isn't just flowing your love, but universal and multiversal love through you to everything you experience and everyone. To airy fairy? No. Allow that love to flow through you, and you will begin to feel it all the time. You're a recipient of that love as well. And it will become natural, and you will begin to feel the love that is held for all of humanity and creation. The love without ego or investment in outcome. You'll begin to see things change before your very eyes, and you will begin to see people respond in ways that you may not have thought possible. Our ego nature wants to process all experience as to how it affects us directly. But when you come from a more universal perspective, you'll begin to see amazing things happen. You'll begin to feel that flow of love change you. Our true nature is loving. However, we came to a planet of polarity and duality where we get to make a choice and let that choice be from the highest level instead of from the ego who wants their say. He did, she did, they did, will fall away. And finally, you'll be able to step into that love fully. When we apply this to our personal lives and to what we see in our world, we all will be able to see the true gift that we can be to ourselves and all of creation. And Squirrel, you've got the astrology report, which I know is a humdinger.
It is. Today's been the full moon. The full moon in Pisces with the sun in Virgo, of course. And anyway, this quote comes from Carl Sandburg, and he writes, "Write your wishes on the door and come in. Stand outside in the pools of the harvest moon." So tonight is the harvest moon, and each full moon has a name to it. And of course, this one was named for when the light was longer and they could go out and harvest the crops. It's always a beautiful time of the year. But anyway, this Piscean full moon is a soul moon, and feeling her is seeing her. Pisces is an intangible energy. It's an intuitive energy. It's an energy about flow. And it's the ultimate energy of dissolve, detach, disperse. It's our let it go energy, and under full moon beams, let it go to the max. I actually thought my theme tonight was going to be about let it go, and to some extent it is, but it is dissolved and reformed as I caught my first glimpse of her tonight and had my breath taken away by her magnificence. Big and bright and low in the sky, if you've ever seen the movie Moonstruck, you'll know how I felt. Awestruck, dumbstruck, moonstruck. And the themes of let it go gave immediate way to another theme, a one-word theme, gratitude. And suddenly I was very grateful for a lot of things. And I realized that the things I was grateful for were exactly the things which I have not been particularly grateful for in my recent history. Ironically or synchronistically, the Virgo things of life, work, routine, practicality, order, details, discipline, the ability to roll sleeves up, get on with it, and push through. Even though what I want to be doing right now is all things Piscean, we have this big, bright full moon acting as a mirror or a huge spotlight on that part of our lives. And for me, it's translating into gratitude. Full moons do that. They bring things to a head. They act as a culmination point. They shine their light into the deepest, darkest recesses and providing a dawning realization or a flash of insight. They speak to you in Pisces, often a language only you will understand. Gratitude, gratefulness, we all have a lot to be grateful for, and sometimes we forget. And sometimes a little or big and bright and beautiful reminder comes along to nudge us, remind us, sync us back up. This Pisces full moon is unaspected, so her message is pure, as is her light. And under her beams, our intuition is amped, our dreams vivid, and our ability to find peace, flow, and gratitude is high. Anyway, that's from Astro Sparklers, which is really a nice site that I found. And just a little bit more, Pluto's moving direct, which it's been retrograde the last 5 months. So that's happening in the next 24 hours. And then, anyway,
what's that going to do for us?
Well, Pluto moves out of retrograde and in forward motion. And the big news is to the sensitives, which I would imagine many of us are, and the ones who may have felt like we were going through the dark night of the soul these past few months, it's going to ease up. So stay with that. Over the past 5 months, we've been delving into the deepest memories of our times on Earth over all lifetimes and accepting the paths we have taken, the people we have met, the love we have given and felt, and thus it has been a wonderful learning experience. Over the next couple of days, you may feel like a veil has lifted and you are popping out from under the dark, all fresh and new, and full of the wisdom you have earned from your lifetimes of experiences. There is potential over the next 24 hours to reap what you have sown in a big way. You will feel this energy arise from within you like a sword of truth and inner strength that allows you to no longer constrict your vocal cords. That's funny for me and you, Jackie, but to loosen them, darlings, with the full song of your soul. Enjoy this splendid period. And that's from Elizabeth Peru.
Beautiful.
I know. And of course, not last but not least, we do have the equinox this Sunday, and it happens at 4:44 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So
a lot check in with me to see if I'm still standing. Okay.
I will. Yeah, everybody, you know, wherever you are in your time zone, just keep that in mind. But, you know, the equinox, again, that's kind of a nice soft feeling things that are a little more balanced, equal. So,
okay.
There you go, everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you, Squirrel.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, I don't know about anybody else. This has been a very tough couple of weeks for me, and I started watching what Squirrel was sending out, and I thought, just great. so I want to share Janet's letter tonight because it really applies to what we're talking about with flowing love. I experienced a major shift during my last session. My session last week. After the session was over, I pondered what just happened. I was in a bit of confusion because of the strength of the energy that was coming through. As the week progressed, I settled in and began to see differences. I seem to have experienced an accelerated reversal of aging. My skin is much softer, very noticeable on my hands and face. People are looking at me, not knowing that they are staring, but much like many of us experienced after the 10-10-10 workshop that we did. The team is said to flood with love anything that needs attention, and I've been doing this for some time now. It immediately pulls me out of judgment and puts the focus on the need for sending love in all circumstances. Up until yesterday, it was more of a mental exercise, though I was directing it from my heart. Then as I was driving home, I was directing it from my heart. I realized that flooding with love was no longer just a mental exercise, but I could feel love flowing directly from my heart. I felt the love of self. I know that I'm making a difference. The shift was so subtle, but so profound. We have all of our photos on file in our computer, and they pop up at 5-second intervals instead of using a stationary screensaver. As I was reading your show announcement this morning on AOL, a photo of my mom popped onto the screen. Note, email and AOR are not related to my screensaver photos in the slightest. It was through my mom last week that the second rays from the central sun came through. This was confirmation for me of a great connection and a knowing that she is working with me now, as she crossed over 1.5 years ago. The reason I shared this, because the energy that was coming through for Janet during the session, and also for me, it was so incredibly powerful. She also had, in one of the tunnels on her dad, we were doing a power retrieval on her father, who has not yet crossed over, an Archangel Raphael came through number 12, which is the master tunnel, if you will. Raphael came in, we've never had this happen before, so this was pretty stunning. And behind him was just an army of angels. And he said some lovely things. Of course, I don't really remember what, something profound like that. I come zooming in. And then they, Raphael, gave his love to the team and how much the team was loved, which I thought was so beautiful. And which for me was just a confirmation of how supported we all are and how much love is held for the team. I mean, that's really all I can say. But the flowing of love and what Janet really experienced was not the mental exercise, but the realization that this is universal love. And so this is a perfect example of that. And what it can do for you and for others. This last week, I too had a situation where someone that I love very much got angry with me, and I was devastated, but I also know that all experience is subjective. And it was interesting to me that because of how much I care about them, I swirled around in my feelings. Finally, days later, I knew that I wasn't just flowing love into the situation. I knew that I wasn't flowing love into the situation the way I should, and I wrote a note to this person and told them how much I love them, flowing love instead of feeling hurt. Within minutes, I received a text that said, "Call me." Going to a place of who is right or wrong in any situation is never the answer. Remember also, everybody, that the more light that you carry, the more you're going to trigger people. Not because you're better than. That's not the case at all. I have learned that I can trigger feeling, and I don't mean to, trigger different feelings in people. And I'm still playing with that. And you know, I'm staying in a lot right now because I'm not quite sure how to work with this.
Well, it can be kind of isolating, and I mean, as sensitive, I find like my feelings get hurt. It's like, and all of a sudden I was in a great mood and then that mood was squashed and then I have to, you know.
Okay, but again, flowing love, flowing love, flowing love. When you take it away from it being personal, okay, God, and he's a friend of mine, I can't think of his name. The fellow that wrote the Four Agreements.
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yes, thank you. Miguel, one of the Four Agreements is to take nothing personally.
Yes.
And when we can stand in that place where we don't take it personally and understand, again, everything is subjective. Our job, our role, if we choose to step into it, is to flow unconditional love to everything. Not the easiest thing to do. I will tell you that, absolutely. But, you know, it kind of came with the territory coming in here for everybody that's listening or ever does listen to this program. My daughter came last weekend, and she's a handful, and her fiance, and he can also be a handful, and they visited for the weekend. And I just flowed so much love to them and felt so much love for them. What was interesting to me is that in allowing that love to flow through me and from me, it completely transformed the way I felt. And both of them commented individually how loving I was. And really what they were feeling is the love being flowed to them through me and also from me. Because when that love is flowing, you can't help but flow your own love as well. Not love with an agenda, but you become part of the flow. You also become part of the, as a recipient as well. And it is transforming. There is no question about it. And it also comes without judgment. And it was really interesting to me because my daughter talked openly about things that a lot of times she wouldn't normally share for fear that she would get judged because she does do some interesting things. And we work together, you know, doing some magic on healing their relationship because they're wanting to get married. And they recognize they have a lot of Saturn stuff going on, Squirrel. So there is a, for them, a challenging relationship because they're both so strong and so powerful and they're such leaders. And they both want to lead. And it's actually pretty cute. I think I had her in timeout several times in just one day. It was funny. He wanted to try. I said, don't do this. You're not her mother. She'll never listen to you. So in helping other races to integrate, it's the same principle. Even if they are resistant, they feel the love and are drawn to it and receive it. They want to touch it. Their change, no matter how big or how small. And when we flow it, that love is coming through us without judgment, fear, or personal agenda. It's neutral. It's pure. When that's the way that we flow it, miracles can happen. And I'm seeing them all over the place. I know it works. Again, I'm human too. I would never say to everybody, gee, I'm perfect. Trust me, I'm not. Which is the only reason I can do these shows every week and share all my foibles with you because I see the potholes.
Well, of course. I mean, if you didn't have the experience, then it's, you know, right?
Well, we're on a planet of polarity and duality. We have negative egos. We have a shadow. You know, we're only using 10% of our brain, you know, and we feel separate from our source. So if you put all those together, hello.
Yeah, we have a lot going for us, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. No question about it. So,
you know, I was just thinking, though, this popped into my head when, you know, I was listening to Janet's comments, which I thought were really amazing and wonderful, that maybe flowing love, that the love energy is really the fountain of youth.
Well, remember one thing, Squirrel, and yes, it probably is. However, you can't do it to get something.
Well, I mean, that's why Janet's looking so much younger. That's what I was...
Well, also her experience with this I mean, you know, she had Archangel Raphael and all of these angels and this incredible new rays from the central sun. She was so ramped up that it was just unbelievable. And yes, can it be flowing that love? It's allowing that love to really come from your heart.
Yeah.
And to come through, not as a mental exercise.
No, but I mean...
If I was going to say, if there's a key to it, that's it.
Yeah, I'm thinking... No, I mean, I didn't mean it in a...
No.
In an egotistical way, but I think that, you know, if you can get to that state of energy and keep flowing it, that it dissolves a lot of angst and anger and those things, you know, obviously clog the flow.
Oh, absolutely. And,
right? So, yeah.
So, Plus, we are still human. We can get caught in our own stories about what's fair, and also about wanting people to admit that they're wrong or placing blame. These are all human things. But here's the catch. There is really only one of us. End of story. We're flowing love to another aspect of all that is. All that is. We are part of all that is. Ergo, as we give, we also receive. Did you get that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure. Do you think everybody else got what I said? Because as I was typing up tonight, and I thought, well, there's really only one of us. We're all, when we return to source, we are source. Okay, we're experiencing ourselves as different personalities. But the truth is, we are part of all that is. There really is only one of us. And it's actually source experiencing itself through us, which we will eventually return to and become one with. So in essence, there's only one of us.
Well, that keeps it simple.
Yeah, I thought so too. So, the intelligence of the heart. I really interesting. I got up really early this morning to watch a Bashar video that I had on YouTube that I had noticed the day before. So the intelligence of the heart transmits all the time. The pure intelligence of the heart is love. And, you know, I love Bashar. When we flow love, we're enriched and renewed because we're also recipients as it flows through us. Our love combined with universal and multiversal love. One of the most touching stories came from me because it was so close to my heart is about the death of Dr. John Mack, and I've talked about him often. He was killed by a lone truck driver, only person on the road at night in London, late at night. He had just spoken for the second time at Cambridge, and he was walking back to his friend's flat, and he stepped off the curb, and the driver didn't stop. The driver was intoxicated, and his family refused to bring charges against the driver. To me, that's unconditional love. His son talked about it at the funeral, and it's exactly what John would have done. Understanding that universality, not wanting to punish. Many people have asked me if there was some interference that caused his death, and there were friends of his that I do know that believed it to be true. However, his family, knowing that that was a possibility, refused to go there, and how the person who was charged with drunk driving, but again, the family pulled the charges, harmless. So there was a book, this is a very old Bashar YouTube, that Bashar talked about years ago, and it's called The Heart's Code. And it might be a good read for those interested. And I also thought it was appropriate for tonight's show. It's called The Heart's Code, H-E-A-R-T, apostrophe S, code. Tapping the Wisdom and Power of Our Heart's Energy. And the author is Paul Pearsall, P-E-A-R-S-A-L-L, Ph.D. Now, the book was actually written because he did so many heart transplants and did a lot of research. And Squirrel, you're a nurse, so you understand this one. For experiences that, you know, recipients of heart, of donor hearts, and what they went through. And experiencing and connecting with the person that had the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing experiences. But it really the book goes deeper than that, of course, to the code of the heart, that the heart is transmitting all the time. And I think that fits in with what we're talking about tonight, the power of the heart. You know, we're all working on moving into the high heart, which is mid-chest. Catholic Church, you all saw it, you know, the light in the high chest of Christ and Mother Mary and so on. You know, this was the sign of someone who had reached the highest level. But the actual organ is transmitting all the time. I find this fascinating. Fascinating. Especially when I see people whose hearts have gone hard. You know what I'm talking about, where the muscle itself starts hardening.
Yes.
And I was fascinated by that. I actually know somebody that's going through that, and yet they are a very loving person. So I'm, you know, I think it would be a very interesting read anyway.
Yeah, I want to read that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I thought it was a really interesting so, you know, I just want to say there is no limit to the difference that we can make on the planet by employing the flowing of love. And as Janet said, she really does know. Not theoretically, but know she's making a difference. She can feel it now. And I agree with you, Squirrel. I think the fact that she's going through this youthifying so quickly is also a living example of this. It's that return to love that we struggle to get to because of all of the obstacles and things that we encounter in our daily experience. And Bonnie, thank you for all the work you've done, helping us change beliefs. And a great big thank you to the team as well. Remember that this unconditional, universal, and multiversal love is the Christed energy. This is what we all came to do as the beloved of God, Goddess, all that is. And if you can remember that, and if you can flow that energy, you are a beloved because you allow it in. So, pretty interesting, isn't it, Squirrel?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it is. And, you know, thinking about the heart, I mean, there's the electrical impulses off the heart. You know, it's your electrical center.
It is your electrical center. When the team works on, and I'm partially out of channel, when we go through the body and we do the auric field, we're syncing it, not perfecting it. The auric field, the chakras, the meridians, the nervous system, the heart, and the brain firing. It's like it's all, all tied together as a matrix of electrical energy. And so this is why, you know, the team keeps saying do the chakra activation technique to help keep you in balance. More and more people are going back to it and realizing how important it is. And, you know, again, I want to remind everybody that with the way this was brought through, it didn't come through overnight, just so you know. It was a little on the painful side because they spoon-fed it to me. And then after it came through, what was fascinating to me is how the pieces and parts fit in with power retrieval. And had they not brought through the chakra activation technique, I would not have understood what we were activating the way I do now. And it all fits together. Every single piece of it fits together beautifully. But during the chakra activation technique, there are the three quarter-size places on the back of the head. And this is the area of the mind of God, and that's what you're activating, in addition to many other things. I think it's even more valuable now than it was before, because I think we're more tuned in and turned on than we have been. And, you know, I did it.
What?
I'm so remiss. I kept talking about how, ungrounded I was, and I had a client who kept telling me, Jackie, you're not grounded. The house isn't grounded. Your bed's not grounded. And finally I said, okay, fine. I'll just go do the chakra activation technique. And I did it, and I got off the table, and I went, oh, my God, I really wasn't grounded.
That's so funny.
At all.
You should start listening to yourself.
Yes, well, if I had time, I would. I will say I do it. I try to do it every day. So, because I really do get the importance of it, and I feel so much better when I do it. Really feel better. Okay, so we have questions tonight?
We do. We have one from last week. Our show was not live last week, and so I do have a question and then one for this week.
Okay. Well, I can take my glasses off and turn off the lights. Okay. Right, everyone. Right. A minute to get her out of the way. All right. Welcome.
Right. Hi.
All right. Wonderful subject. Wonderful subject. And we want to say to all of you, the more that you can, if you want to say practice, doing this very thing, opening your heart, and then calling in the love of the universe, the love of the multiverse, and become a conduit, regardless of what you're flowing the love to, whether it's to family, to friends, to different situations on the planet, people in need, crises, earth changes, there'll be plenty of opportunities, people. Every day, really. To your animals. To your neighborhoods. Anywhere. And also to that person that cuts you off in traffic. That's the ultimate test.
It is.
All right. The ultimate test. Now, is there a benefit? Oh, my. The channel talked about Christed energy, and she's right. It is Christed energy. It's like flowing to Christ's light through you. We're going to let you ponder that idea, because if you give it to your ego, you're going to defeat the purpose. If you can allow it just to flow without attaching to it, let it be pure. Let it be natural. There's no end to the good that you can do. And the influence that can be brought onto the planet for the highest good of all. You see, it's your planet, people. We want you to get very clear about this. Your reality, your planet. You are the vessel that through your desire, your choice, your agreement in the moment, allow this beautiful co-creative flow of love about that. Now, if you give it to the ego here, you defeat the purpose. Fine line. It's a fine line. And you will have days when you know you're going into ego and days when you know that you're really in alignment. And it's all perfect. Does it take practice? Yes. But the more you do it, the more you receive it, the more you absolutely know that you are making a difference. You are fulfilling your destiny, what you came to do. It may not include a shingle on the wall. But the impact of it, the gift that you bring through, is immeasurable. Beautiful, stunning, healing, loving. And people will begin to feel the waves of love from each and every one of you, directing them in any way you choose. There is no situation too difficult to flow that love. You don't do it with an outcome in mind. You do it unconditionally. That's the secret. That outcome is only to bring love to all who are willing to receive. In any situation that you direct it. All right, Squirrel, let's talk about the questions.
Okay, sure. So these questions... are from Yolanda, and she had one from last week, but we were not live, so I said we would do it this week.
All right, and let's do the one from this week in case we don't have time. Yeah.
Okay, of course. Okay, this week's question. Dear team, I would like to tell you an experience I had on Monday. It was regarding my daughter's boyfriend. You know, he got a job as a caretaker, and my husband was asking him how his day at work was the day before. While my daughter's boyfriend was explaining what he had learned, all of a sudden I felt this sense of love for him that I could not explain. Right at that moment, I felt like I had to run to him and give him a big hug. This love I felt for him was so great that I don't feel bad anymore. I feel the sense of love for everything. To tell you that my mom's dog, every time I go to her house, he wants me to pick him up. I also feel so much love for the dog. It is beautiful. I want to know if this is what is happening to me, or is this just a coincidence? Love, Yolanda.
Yolanda, the answer to this is very, very simple. It is an outpicturing of the work that you've been doing. All right? You should expect these kinds of experiences. All right? This would be normal for flowing love, for flowing unconditional love all the time. Animals know. All right? As far as your daughter's boyfriend is concerned, he was a source of a lot of aggravation. And he now has a job and talking about what he learned. Of course you were overcome with love. Because you see that ultimately it worked out beautifully. It was a big lesson for you to let go. Have him live there, do nothing to him today. But you did it. And ultimately, it all changed.
And this is what happens when you get out of your own way and you stay in love. Thank you, dear one, for sharing this. We appreciate your sharing. All right, next question.
Okay, let's see. So from last week, dear team, I'm really excited to love myself because the first time in my life I'm willing to do this, first by losing weight and by eating healthy and to do Tai Chi to maintain my body healthy and toned. The reason I am excited is because I talked to my younger sister today and can feel her positive energy flowing through, and I can feel that she has transformed her life. Now she sounds really happy with herself, and she has learned to love herself no matter what. That makes me very happy to hear that my baby sister is happy after a long time. My sister told me that she had decided to love herself without any reservations, and her life shifted, and her life got so wonderful that she found the man of her dreams. Do you think if I start by losing weight and by eating healthy and doing my Tai Chi, I can start loving myself even more because I will be feeling more energized and more happy? What do you think? One of my greatest things in my life is to love myself unconditionally with all my defects and imperfections. My deepest love, Yolanda.
All right, Yolanda. Two parts to this question. One, you're doing a wonderful job at loving yourself. And the more loving you are to you, the more you will love yourself. It's that simple. It's not about perfection. Teenagers look for perfection. Adolescents. You don't need to be perfect. You need to love who you are. And the more you love who you are and take good care of yourself, the more you will shift to change. The second part of this is really quite simple. You've aligned with a different version, but then this is a hard one for you to grasp, a different version of your baby sister, as you call her, because you're changing. And when you change, everything around you changes. You're not looking at an old version of her that changed to the new. You're looking at a version of her that you are aligning with that is more happy, positive, and self-loving, because you are. Now, that can be confusing to some people. Nevertheless, it's the truth. And this is why, within a family, when you begin to change you, everything changes. It can be no other way. It can be no other way. The more you love yourself, the kinder you are to yourself. The more loving you are to yourself, the more you work on yourself, the more you're going to see those around you going through changes. You don't have to tell them to. You will align with a different version of them, a parallel reality in which they are taking better care of themselves in most cases. So you long to keep up the great work. You're doing it perfectly. Don't try to figure everything out. Just be with it. Journal it for yourself for later. Don't try to figure it all out. Enjoy every moment of it. It's the negative ego that wants to know this and this and this and this. The mature spiritual adult will look at it and go, you know what? I'm seeing positive changes around me. I'm feeling differently. I'm feeling more loving. Obviously, everything I'm doing is working. Oh, I can fall off every once in a while. Drop down into some of my old thoughts and behaviors. And you're human. You're going to do that. You're not going to do it perfectly. But for the most part, you're doing it wonderfully. Keep up the good work. But you don't need to figure it all out. Remember that. And you don't need us to tell you. We want to see you empowered enough to trust your own feelings, all right? To be able to speak with yourself and say, you know what? My life is happier, it's better. I'm healthier, my sister's doing well. My daughter's boyfriend is doing well. I feel love for him now. It's creating more joy in my family. These are all very positive things. Be with it. Love it. Enjoy it. I love you, Dishwan. Thank you for sending in the question. Anything else, squirrel?
Nope, that's it for our questions this evening. So we'd be happy just to let you chat some more about this flowing of love and how profound it can be for changing not just our lives, but everyone's and obviously the universe and multiverse.
All right. All right, we're going to take a little different direction with this then. By the flowing of love, by stepping out of drama, by stepping out of victim, by stepping out of anxiety, self-pity, anger, rage, all of the other emotions, jealousy. Not only are you helping to heal yourself and to be able to flow love more beautifully, more elegantly, more fully, but you are also assisting in the healing of and integration of some races, some of who are on the fence, some members of these races. Because as you integrate, it opens the door for them to integrate. As you love, it allows the things in your shadow to come up and out. And as it does that for you, it allows these other races to integrate their shadow. And make a choice to return to love. You can't see necessarily the bigger picture, but we can. It all starts with love. You're claiming your oneness. The oneness you felt you lost when you came to Earth. That's the reason when you tap into this flow and pull it through. It is a return to one for you and others because the energy coming through is an invitation written on frequency. Come join us. Come return to one. And it flows through the universe. And it flows through the multiverse, through you, and out into your world, and then back out again. All right? A return to oneness. Ultimately, that's what you're doing. The channel talked about Christed energy. That is what it is. Christ and Buddha and others knew how to flow love. They brought it through them. They were not egotistical enough to think that it was just them, and they had no need to do so. They saw the beauty in everyone. They weren't waiting for you to see the beauty in them. This is your time. This is your opportunity, everyone, to walk through your life with elegance, beauty, and ease. We don't promise that you won't have a few little glitches along the way. Of course you will. But less and less. Less and less. It can become second nature. And it is the greatest gift you can bring. It is the gift that continues to give and give and give. Because everyone that's touched by it will share it. How much more beautiful can it be than that? All right. We love all of you. We don't know what the timing is here.
We have a few more minutes, yes.
All right. Well, the channel is tired, dear ones. So
yes, I know.
All right. Now, we would like to work with all of you tonight. Flowing love to you. And all you need to do is open to receive. We talk about this in many different ways. For a very long time, we've said to you, when you call us in, say, I'm willing to be loved. And now, it's I'm willing to flow this love, to anchor this love into the earth, to be this love. We would love to work with you tonight, each and every one of you, or whenever you listen to this recording. Know that we love you very much, Squirrel. We love you. Thank you for all of you that tuned in. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks, Jackie.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.